Under Connecticut's new law legalizing recreational cannabis, towns and cities have the authority to prohibit retail sales. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports that officials in Prospect have decided to do just that.
Bob Chatfield has been mayor of Prospect for a long time, 44 years, but he's been answering the call for car wrecks involving drivers under the influence for longer.
I've been a first responder here in Prospect for 57 years, and I've seen an awful lot of that.
With marijuana now legal in the state, he's worried the town will see more.
My biggest fear is getting in the hands of 15, 16, 17-year-olds, and we'll see a rise in DWIs and fatalities on the highways.
This measure will do nothing to affect the rate of teenage marijuana use in that town or the amount of driving under the influence of that in that town.
Eric Sterling is the former executive director of the Criminal Justice Policy Foundation.
The cannabis will be available to those who want it, just as it is now.
He argues what was illegal before will still be illegal for those 21 and younger under this new law. And Sterling thinks legalization offers the opportunity to create social norms around responsible marijuana use. Under the new law, any municipality can prohibit sales in town or regulate hours of sales and signage. Last week, the Prospect Planning and Zoning Commission voted unanimously to prohibit what it terms cannabis establishments in town. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.